more.
Hey there, I'm Christine, and I'm so excited to welcome you to the Equip and Empower podcast. Now, my prayer is that our time together each week encourages you, awakens you to the purposes of God in your life, and activates you to follow Jesus wholeheartedly as you live on mission for Him. I'm so grateful that you've joined us today. I know that God has a word for you, and we are likening the Christian life to a marathon race. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27, that we are all running in a race. Only one wins, so that we should run to win. And we're not running for some kind of short-term temporal medal, but we are running for eternal rewards. I want to remind you today that the life that we are living here, God has created us on purpose for a purpose, that God has a race for each and every one of us to run. Your race and my race may look entirely different, but God has left us here to run for His glory. We are here to live on purpose with intentionality. We are fixing our eyes on Jesus. He's the author and He's the finisher of our race. He is why we're running. He's who we're running for, and He's who we're running towards. And that gives our life purpose. That means you get up every day. There's a spring in your step. There's a little glint in your eye because you know that I'm running my race for Jesus. I am serving Jesus. I want to bring great glory to my God here on the earth. I want to produce great fruit because it is to my Father's great glory that I bear much fruit. So I want a fruit-bearing life. I want a life that honors God. I want to live a life that reflects the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the justice of God, the kindness of God. I'm here to tell you today that you were created by God for a relationship with God. It's Jesus that connects us to God. It's Jesus that connects us to the grace of God. And He has created us. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:10, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. For what reason? For good works that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. There is a reason you are here on the planet. There is a purpose you are here on the planet, and we are here to do the good works that God prepared for us before we ever got here. Now, there is an enemy that wants to steal, kill, and destroy the plan of God for your life. And so he will put challenges and obstacles and hurts and betrayals and disappointments and discouragement in your path to try to make you stop running your race and to make you try to quit. You're like, it's not worth it. I've failed. I've made mistakes. That person left me. I've lost everything. Life seems so hard, but I'm here to tell you that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of us. Your history does not need to define your destiny. You don't have to quit. It's not fatal. It's not final. God still has a plan for you. God still has a purpose for you. And we are running a marathon race. This is not a sprint. You might have tripped at some part of the race, but you can still get back up and you can still run your race and you can still finish your course. I want to inspire you today to get back up and get on that marathon running track. And marathon runners prepare very differently to how sprint runners prepare. And a lot of us, we try to live our life here on earth like it's some kind of sprint. And we're always looking to be an overnight success. And how can I fast track the process? And how can I get to the finish line really quick? But the fact is that the race that God has called us to run, there's a grace for your race. There's a pace for your race. And this goes over the whole course of our life. If we are still breathing, God still has a plan and God still has a purpose. And what we've been learning is that marathon runners, they have a vision for the whole race. Marathon runners, they endure some discomfort. They know it's going to hurt. They don't just give up at the first sight of pain because we know that it's going to be painful. Do you notice now, I'm now calling myself a marathon runner. I am a spiritual marathon runner, maybe not a natural run, but they know that there's going to be pain. What they do is also understand they have to commit to daily disciplines. It's what they do off the track that determines how well they do on the track. Marathon runners, they follow a daily regimen in the months that lead up to the event. And afterwards, they keep it up. They don't stop. So they do not lose their edge. They don't want to lose momentum or the edge that they've got. So in the same way, you and I, as Jesus followers who are running our race and we desire earnestly to finish our course, it's critical that we maintain daily discipline as we run our race. We've got to maintain them. It's the small, seemingly insignificant daily things that you and I do that will determine whether we end up running our race and finishing our course. We must never minimize the value of the spiritual practices. Our spiritual practices form us. Practice forms us. Things like staying in the Word of God. Things like being part of a life-giving community of fellow believers. Things like confession and things like repentance. Things like dealing with internal attitudes of the heart. I'm talking about prayer. I'm talking about fasting. I'm talking about guarding our hearts. They might seem like insignificant things. Some of you are like rolling your eyes and going, Chris, I was looking for something more flashy. I was looking for something more glamorous. But can I tell you, actually these things, they are the practices that give us the strength. They build muscle in us to give us the strength to keep us running our race and to finish our course. And you've got to keep practicing the practices to get good at the practices. So the practices build the muscles that we need to do what God has called us to do. So many of us do not want to do the behind the scenes stuff. We think, Christine, listen, that's just legalistic, having a quiet time. Can I just tell you, after 30 years of following Jesus, there's nothing legalistic about it. It's actually the thing that keeps me connected to God. I have nothing to give you if I don't have a dynamic, vibrant, authentic, alive relationship with Jesus Christ. That comes out of communing with Him in His Word. That means learning to hear His voice through His Word, staying close to Him through His Word. It helps me. It builds me. It sustains me. Having a dynamic, vibrant life with the Holy Spirit of God. I love going for long walks along the beach and talking with God and in my spirit, hearing God speak to my heart. Let me just say, out of that comes a vibrancy that sustains me. It sustains me in difficult times, learning how to walk with God. Being part of a community of people that can speak into my life, that can pray with me, that can pray for me, that I can help them. I'm telling you, that keeps me sharp, that keeps me on the cutting edge, that keeps me strong in the Lord. We can't do this thing alone. So the practices build us, the practices form us. The practices are very, very important in our life, just like in the natural, having practices that keep you fit for the game, practices that affect everything, what you think about, what you talk about, what you eat, what you listen to, how much you sleep. Those practices forge the body to be able to run a marathon race. You and I need spiritual practices and spiritual disciplines so that we can last the whole course of our life. You know, marathon runners, they also focus on the goal. There's no doubt about it. For a marathon runner, completion, finishing the 26.3 miles, that is their objective, nothing else. My friend Kylie, my best friend from Sydney, Australia, we've been friends for almost 4 decades. She tells me that as soon as she starts running, she keeps repeating to herself this one phrase, Kylie, as long as you finish, as long as you finish. She goes, I just keep going one step in front of the other with the intention of finishing the race. She doesn't care who beats her. She doesn't care who overtakes her. She just wants to do her best and finish the race that she started. So I think that's a great lesson for every single one of us. Our goal here on this earth is to be conformed and transformed to the image of Jesus. So we're becoming, hopefully, day by day, more like Jesus. That's our goal as Christ followers. So our goal is not that I somehow am better than anyone else, or I finish faster than anyone else, or I acquire or accumulate or amass more accolades than anybody else. That's not the goal. Our goal is to become more like Jesus. Our goal is to help others become more like Jesus. Our goal is to make disciples of all nations. It's not about how quick we finish, how fast we finish, how much we achieve on the way to finishing. It's taking one step at a time and running our race and finishing our course. See, if you and I get our eyes off the ultimate prize and the ultimate goal, then we get our eyes on people, we get our eyes on status, we get our eyes on self-gratification, we get our eyes on things, we start to measure all of the wrong things, we get out of balance, and we will probably get off track. The goal is Jesus. The goal is becoming more like Jesus. The goal is being conformed and transformed to the image of Jesus Christ. The goal is to go into all of the world and make disciples. We are on mission. We are living on purpose. We are running our race and we want to finish our course. We are not to compare ourselves amongst ourselves. We are to encourage each other. We are to lift each other up. We're to help each other finish and cross that finish line. That's what this deal is about. Man, if you get your eyes off the goal, then you're going to start to develop a mentality that things are just not moving fast enough for you. You can feel like you're not being rewarded enough or acknowledged enough. And soon enough, you can end up just uprooting yourself and walking out of your God-given purpose and your God-given destiny. When you start thinking it's about me and forget that it's actually all about Jesus. Jesus calls us to himself. Jesus calls me to take up my cross, to deny myself and to follow him. It's not about me. It's about him. So to be honest, some of the greatest challenges of my life and the hardest times in my ministry life are those times when I've thought, why am I doing this? You know, I've got 20 legitimate reasons today to quit. I've had to get myself focused on the ultimate goal of when and why God called me. And that's what sustained me in my darkest hours. Just like you, I've had times where I've thought, man, I just can't keep going. It's too hard. The cost is too great. I feel betrayed and man, I made a mistake and gosh, I failed or this has just disappointed me or this situation disillusioned me. I feel so discouraged or I feel so lonely or I feel so abandoned. There have been so many times when I've thought, you know what? I didn't think I signed up for this, but the issue is I signed up to daily deny myself, take up my cross and follow him. I didn't sign up for me. I signed up for him. He is worthy. He is my king. It's not about what I can get from him, but giving my life to him. And what has sustained me in my darkest hours is the fact that I'm doing this for Jesus. Jesus is who I'm following. Jesus is who I'm serving. Jesus is who I want to stay faithful to. Jesus is who I'm committed to. I'm fixing my eyes on Jesus. He is the author of this and he's the finisher of this. People will disappoint me. People will hurt me. I will disappoint people. I will hurt people. The fact of the matter is I've got to make it about something bigger than me and the bigger than me is Jesus. That's what this marathon is all about. And hopefully, with every step that I take, I'm being conformed and transformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the why that keeps us running when the how no longer makes sense to us. So we must choose not to get distracted with short-term things that will gratify immediate wants so that we can attain the prize at the end. So what you focus on life will determine how you run your race and if you will even finish your course. So keep your focus on Jesus. I know it's not easy in this crazy age of distraction that we live in. We have 1,000 things going on and our focus is split in so many directions. You're going to have to fight to stay focused on the goal. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. I want to remind you again today, fix your eyes on Jesus. Perhaps you've been wooed away by other attractions or distractions. Perhaps you've just allowed your emotions to overwhelm you to the point that you've just thought, man, I can't keep going. I want to remind you this whole thing's about Jesus. Jesus is the one that called us. Jesus is the one that sustains us. Jesus is the one that's waiting for us. It's all about Jesus. I know sometimes people can let you down. Institutions can let you down. Sometimes you can feel disappointed and thought, I wasn't meant to go like this, but Jesus will never let you down. Jesus will never leave you. Jesus will never forsake you. The Bible says God is light. In him, there is no darkness. Jesus has no dark side. Scripture tells us in Psalm 119, God is good. God does good. And Romans 8:28 tells us that God will work all things together for our good and for his glory. I'm here to remind you today, we signed up for Jesus. We're following Jesus. We're serving Jesus. We're doing this for Jesus. We're running towards Jesus. He is the goal. Remember the goal. Remember the goal. And a marathon runner not only remembers the goal, but a marathon runner realizes that the run is worth the effort. I'm here to remind someone today, the run is worth the effort. I know you're thinking, Christine, should I get up today and give this thing another go? Yes, the run is worth the effort. An interesting thing I discovered is that very, very few marathon runners are paid well for what they do. Most, in fact, are uncompensated and unheralded. That they run for the feeling of accomplishment. That's the thing that drives them. My friends always tell me, Chris, you have no idea how satisfied I feel when I cross that finish line. And I think, you know what? I do have no idea, and I'm never going to have any idea because I don't plan on running a marathon. But they're like, Chris, the buzz, the pump factor, it's awesome. So the great thing about us, Jesus followers, running this spiritual race that we're running and finishing means that we not only have personal satisfactions, but our lives have eternal significance. Paul says, remember, we keep coming back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. I'm sure you've memorized it by now. Everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. That's beautiful. You know, Nick and I had the privilege of being able to attend some of the events at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Now, my kids laugh because, you know, they weren't even born at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. They're like, Mom, you are so old. And I think, I know, they were not even born then. And so it was awesome. We got to see many different medal ceremonies. And I remember thinking during the ceremony after the 100 meter sprint final, I thought, those athletes, those incredible athletes, they sacrificed so much and for so many years to run a race that lasted less than 10 seconds. Now listen, for all of us non-athletes, I'm just like, y'all, you put all of those years, all of that sacrifice, all of that time, all of that social life that was sacrificed, and the diet and no pizza and the relationships and so many other things, you did that and more power to you. I'm so proud of you. But you did that for something that ultimately lasted less than 10 seconds. Now, here is my deal, that if someone's willing to do that in the natural to get a medal at an Olympic Games, how much more should we, as Jesus followers who are running an eternal spiritual race, should we run and should we be disciplined and should we be willing to sacrifice and put Jesus first in every area of our life? Because our reward is imperishable. Our reward is imperishable. Our reward is eternal. Our life has eternal ramifications. I want to wake someone up today. I want to remind you that you have an imperishable reward waiting for you. I want to remind you that your life has eternal significance. It's not just about here and now. It's not just about these 24 hours. It has an eternal reward. It has eternal significance. How much more worthwhile does that make every single thing that we do, every single thing that we say? How much more if we know my life is going to matter for all eternity, the people I'm going to impact, it matters for all eternity. The things that I do, it's not just about some short-term reward here and now. You may never get it here and now. You may never get a check mark, a blue check mark here and now. You may never get the applause or the accolades of people here and now. But is God worthy of you giving it all? Whether people see it or not, whether people like it or not, whether people follow you or not, is God worthy? Is God worthy? Do you think about the imperishable reward? Do you think about the eternal significance? I think we've gotten so caught up in our day and age with the here and now that we're forgetting that there is an eternity. There is life on the other side, that there is a heavenly reward. And I wonder, if we would live a little bit different on earth, if we were more aware of what's going on in heaven, if we were aware that we're all going to get there. Listen, if the coronavirus did one thing, I think it reminded us all that we're all mortal. George Bernard Shaw once said, death is the ultimate statistic. One out of one will die. I bet you are so encouraged you tuned in today. The fact is we will all die. We will all live, and I want us to run this marathon in order to win. I want us to understand that Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. I want us to understand that part of our responsibility as Jesus followers here on this earth is to bring, to let His kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. Our job is to help enact justice on this earth. Our job is to help be peacemakers on this earth, to talk about the grace of God, the love of God, to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to bring goodness and newness and hope and beauty and love in our sphere of influence. But I also don't want us to become so earthly minded that we forget that there is another side. We used to say in Christianity, don't become so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. And that was some people. It was, man, I just cannot wait for the rapture. I just want to be zapped up and out of here. And then we never cared about the world around us, the pain and the poverty and the injustice and the sexism and the racism and the abuse and the human trafficking and the hunger and or to be in any way caring about creation. We just kind of thought, I don't care about this world. Now God calls us to care about this world. It is very important that we care about this world. And it is equally important that we do not forget about the next world. It is equally important that we remember that our lives can have eternal significance, that we will live for eternity. Destination, we get to choose. But we say, you know what? I am going to step into eternity. And I want my life to matter. I want my life to have counted. I want to receive my imperishable reward. There is nothing wrong with wanting that, Christian. There is nothing wrong. The scripture talks to us and says, you need to think about this. You need to think about on the other side, there are going to be rewards. There are eternal rewards. Are you running your race here on earth? You may not get accolades or rewards from man. In fact, to live as a Jesus follower in this day and in this age, a lot of people are not going to be applauding you. There are so many things that are just antithetical to the culture that we live in that people will not be applauding us. In fact, they would applaud us if we were to live lives that are contrary to the scriptures. And so you know what? You're just going to have to deal with the fact that we are not going to get a whole lot of applause this side of eternity. But we walk in love, we walk in grace, we walk in mercy, we walk in goodness and kindness and peace. And we continue to talk about the love of God and the goodness of God. We stay faithful to the word of God. We stay obedient to the instructions of God. And that we know that it's not for nothing, that we're running a race that will yield an eternal reward, that we may not be applauded this side of eternity. We may not be acknowledged this side of eternity. We may not be promoted this side of eternity, but we are going to step over the line. We're going to step over the threshold, and there are imperishable rewards that are waiting. And we want to stay faithful. We want to run our race. We want to finish our course. Our lives are of eternal value. So yes, while we are here on this planet, we're going to run with intentionality. While we are here on this planet, we are going to seek to work out the purpose for which we're here, to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, to bring love and joy and peace and goodness and kindness and beauty into the world around us, to bring peace, to fight against injustice. But we're not just doing it about the here and now, because there will be a new heaven, there will be a new earth. We are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that we're going to step over the threshold into eternity. And when we get to the other side, we want to know that we've run this race for a purpose. And I want to assure you, according to the word of God, there are eternal rewards waiting on the other side.
Hey, thanks for listening. We really hope today's message has encouraged you. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. For links and more, you can go to christinecane.com. We'll see you next time.